Blog Talk Radio.
Catch up with My Little Pony Friendship is Magic, but I will try to do the best I can due to the fact that I've been working quite a bit lately. Not only have I got my regular morning job to do, which is delivering papers from about 4 a.m. until about 6 a.m., I also have my primary job, which is working at a degree which I really don't like doing. And that's why like 2 in the afternoon until like 10 at night. So which means after I get off the air here, I got to get ready to go to work at 2. But anyway. Plus also I've got a third job right now that I'm doing on the internet, and I'm being paid for this. I'm doing some voiceovers for a friend of mine. His name is Tet. And I'm doing an animation called Cool Freud. For him. So I'm getting paid to do voiceovers for that, which hopefully will continue on and I get enough money for a real microphone. Unfortunately, here for Blog Talk Radio, I'm using a telephone to call my show in. It's a little bit easier than using Skype because Skype likes to cut out every now and then. So I kind of like using the landline. But anyway, let's get back to the show at hand. Today we're discussing My Little Pony Friendship is Magic, Season 6, Episode 15, 28 Pranks Later. Now, this is a Rainbow Dash episode, and I'm not a big fan of Rainbow Dash, to tell you the truth, and I'll tell you why towards the end of the show. But anyway, the show starts out with Fluttershy and is walking through the Everfree Forest. She's got Harry the Bear with her, she's got Angel with her, and she's got another little squirrel, it looks like, with her. And they're walking through the Everfree Forest at night. I don't know why. I don't even know why they even went in there. They might have went to go see Zecor about something or what have you, but they're on their way back. Fluttershy doesn't seem too afraid at that point, but then again, as the show progresses a little bit more, we see a dark shadow flying around. Fluttershy starts getting scared. And all of a sudden, you know, the shadow flies up, gives out a great big roar type of deal, and it looks almost like a flying timber wolf, and it's not me. It is not me. I swear, it was not me. I don't even go flying in the Everfree Woods at night, I'll tell you. No, but I do anyway. But come to find out, it's Rainbow Dash playing a prank on Fluttershy. And it scares her all the... She jumps in Harry's arms and, you know, And Harry, he's scared too. I mean, it's like, it's not easy to scare a bear. Now, come on. But anyway, as soon as Fluttershy jumps in his arms, Rainbow Dash starts laughing. He says, "Ah, I got you." And Fluttershy is just pissed. I mean, really. I mean, rule number one, you don't prank Fluttershy. But I'll get to that here towards the end of the program. But anyway, Fluttershy turns around, and she would have done what I would have done in her situation. I call a meeting at Twilight's Castle. So she's in Twilight's Castle with everybody else, and she's putting in a complaint about Rainbow and her pranks. And Twilight's going on and about, she should. I mean, the prank itself, it would have been anybody else, I would have said it was okay. But anyhow, they all know how Fluttershy is, and they're all disappointed in Rainbow Dash. And so anyway, they start complaining about her, the way she pranks. Twilight goes to sit down on her throne. You hear Windbreak. She fairly farted, okay? Only to sit on a whoopee cushion that Rainbow Dash put there. And Twilight wasn't too amused with that because, basically it was a meeting type of a deal, I guess. And personally, I thought it was funny as hell. But anyhow, they all started thinking, she was doing childish pranks. That she would have to do better and do pranks that everybody enjoys. And I think this is the part where they were trying to emphasize that people would enjoy, and that she wasn't trying hard enough. So Rainbow gets, really pissed off and just flies away. She goes, "You want pranks? You want some good pranks? I'm going to give you some good pranks." She leaves pissed, and Twilight turns to the others and sits there and goes, "I don't think she understood what we meant." And of course, she doesn't. So anyway, she goes off on a pranking spree. The first prank that she plays is on Rarity. Now, she was coming in with Sweetie Belle and talking to her about her uniform, I guess for the Philly Scouts or something like that. They're supposed to be getting ready to sell some cookies. And they walk into the boutique, and they find this huge cake there. And on top of the cake is Sweetie Belle's uniform. Automatically, Rarity thinks it's a prank from Rainbow. Sweetie Belle, of course, just goes ahead and starts munching into the cake. And Rarity goes, "Well, I'm not going to go up there and touch it, or I'm not going to move it, because if it does, the cake could explode or something like that there. She's not going to fall for the prank." She goes, I can make any uniform I can in, just a flash." So she takes the material, she goes over to her sewing machine, and begins to sew some more material for a uniform. Unfortunately, the sewing machine doesn't work properly and falls apart due to the fact that it's not a real sewing machine, it's a cake. And of course, Rainbow pops up and says, "Gotcha," and just turns around and leaves. The next person she goes and pranks is Applejack. Well, of course, Applejack's ready for her. It's at night, and she's laying down. She's getting ready for a good night's rest. She's got her whole room booby-trapped. And Apple Bloom asks her, what's all this about? And she turns around and tells her, Rainbow Dash is on one of her pranking sprees, and she's not going to get caught in a prank by Rainbow. Copy. But, anyway, and it's like, Elvis says, "You sure this is going to work?" "No problem." AJ lays down, goes to sleep. Next morning, wakes up, goes to get out. Actually, she wakes up next to a pig. And when you first glance at this, you probably figure it's like, okay, Rainbow grabbed the pig and put it in, somehow got inside Applejack's room and put the pig in bed. No, 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 she did a little bit better than that. She took the whole bed out and put it in the pig pen. And Applejack rolls out of bed and lands right in the pig's mud and everything else. And of course, Rainbow Dash there, gotcha, takes off. Another prank that Rainbow decided to pull is on Cranky Doodle Donkey. She turns around and takes his wig and replaces it with a skunk. And, you know, Cranky's oblivious to this because, you know, he was just reaching over as, you know, she switched him real quick. Puts the skunk on top of his head and all of a sudden looks up and goes, Rainbow's outside. All of a sudden you see in the window a bunch of smoke where the skunk must have let off. And Rainbow's out there laughing, saying, gotcha, and takes off. Some of the other pranks that Rainbow did. next actually was Spike. And I guess Spike was sending some scrolls to Celestia. Well, anyhow, as he's, you know, how he usually sends them, you know, sends Celestia's breathes fire on it and it sends off. Well, every time he'd send a scroll would fall from the sky and smack him in the back of the head. And he'd pick it up and send it again. And another one would hit him in the head. He'd pick it up and send it again. Another one back of the head. Here, Rainbow's behind him every time he blows off sends off a scroll, she'll drop one and hit him in the head. And then it switches the scene to Princess Celestia as she's buried in scrolls again. Nice typical prank. He got Rainbow got two for one sale on that one. Then she goes ahead and pranks Big Mac. Big Mac's pulling a cart of apples up a hill. Rainbow replaces the apples with a boulder. So it's like, of course she got Mr. Cake. Mr. Cake went to eat a sandwich, bit down into it, and there was a brick in the sandwich. Jeez. Then she went off to prank Miss Cheerilee, which really wasn't that big of a prank when she drew a picture of Miss Cheerilee on the blackboard and she didn't really like it, but, you know. So Twilight decides to send Pinky out and tell her, hey, get Rainbow to stop these pranks. So, of course, Pinky does. She goes to Rainbow Dash's place and calls up to her. So she goes, I got something to tell you. And Rainbow says, well, I got something to tell you, too. And Pinky decides, well, I want to hear Rainbow's first. So Rainbow decides to tell her that she's going to pull the ultimate prank. Instead of pranking one person at a time, she's going to prank every pony. During the Philly Scout, cookie drive, she replaces the Philly Scout cookies with cookies that when you bite into them will turn your teeth a rainbow color. Actually, your muzzle a rainbow color. And Piggy tries to talk her out of it. And she goes, no way, this prank is happening. So they discussed, you know, the day that Pinky was supposed to help her, you know, switch out the cookies. The day finally arrives and no Pinky. So Rainbow switches the cookies, goes to see Pinky, wonders what's going on. Pinky's laying in bed. She's sick. She's still got that rainbow muzzle, saying that she's sick, unless, of course, she had more cookies. And so anyway, Rainbow goes, okay, you take it easy. I got to get going and help the girls sell these cookies. So Rainbow Dash, Rarity, and Applejack, along with Scootaloo and the rest of them, turn around and start selling out the Philly Scout cookies. All the cookies, well, almost all the cookies, except for a few boxes, get sold all through the town of Ponyville. towards the end when they're going back to the barn, you know, Rainbow, well, actually, I turned around and told Rainbow, you know, not to pull any pranks while the drive was going on. So she said, all right, no pranks were pulled. They're going back to the barn. Rainbow sitting there looking back into town, you know, just wondering and waiting, you know, waiting to hear, like, screams and stuff like that there. And and she doesn't hear anything. So she decides, well, I'm going to go back into town and find out what is going on. Okay, and this is a good time to stop for station identification.
You're listening to The Wolf's Den on TWOLF The Wolf in the Everfree Forest.
And I'm back. And we were discussing My Little Pony Friendship is Magic, Season 6, Episode 15, I do believe, yep, 28 Pranks Later. So anyway, Rainbow goes back into town. Figuring she's going to see ponies running around with, you know, rainbow-colored teeth and muzzle and what have you. When she enters the town, it's all quiet. She's trying to look through ponies' windows and really can't find anybody. So she goes here and there and everywhere else. I think she goes into Pinkie Pie's house, tries to find Pinkie Pie. Pinkie Pie's not there. She goes downstairs, finds Mrs. Cake. And Mrs. Cake turns to Rainbow, and she's got a rainbow-colored, you know, muzzle, and she's acting like a zombie, like saying, cookies, cookies. You know, and as Rainbow Dash wonders what the heck's going on, she's on the floor, she's backing up, she backs up into a cupboard, top cupboard door opens up, and Pinky pops out, saying, cookies, cookies. She's going all around town, and all the ponies are doing the same thing. And they're all coming after Rainbow. She finds Twilight and Spike, who are munching on some cookies. She goes, you know, Twilight, I need some help. You know, the whole town's going crazy. I need your help. All of a sudden, Twilight and Spike turn around, and they got the rainbow-colored muzzles and stuff like that, saying, cookies. So anyway, Rainbow heads back to the barn, tells everybody else, don't eat the cookies, you know. And they go, why? It's only cookies. And shoves everybody in the barn, and she goes, well, I got to tell you, I pranked everybody. These are supposed to be prank cookies. Supposed to turn everybody's, you know, teeth rainbow color, but it had a different effect to it. So anyway, they're up in the barn. She goes, well, we wish we had told us that sooner because we've already ate some of the cookies. They've got the rainbow muzzles and what have you. And they're sitting there saying, you shouldn't have pranked us. We're going to get you for this now. And Rainbow's just going nuts. She thinks she's about ready to die. They move all the barricades. All the other ponies come into the barn. By this time, Rainbow is petrified. And she finally confesses that she should have never done it. You know, she was going to quit pranking, you know, and what have you. And all of a sudden, Pinkie Pie goes, that's all we needed to hear. The whole town reversed the prank on Rainbow, which, you know, is a good idea. Now, my thoughts about the show itself. Number one, like I said, I'm not a really big Rainbow Dash fan to begin with because due to the fact that, I mean, I understand when you want to be awesome and what have you, but you don't have to really brag about it all the time. This is one of the things that, you know, really irked me about Rainbow Dash. She's, you know, so much, she's way too into herself. Like I said, it's great to be awesome, it's great to do great things, but don't brag about it. Number two, she pranked Fluttershy. That's one thing you really don't do. I mean, granted, Fluttershy is not my favorite main six pony. To let you guys know, my favorite main six pony is Applejack, followed closely by Fluttershy afterwards, I'd say. Then we would go to Twilight and then Pinkie Pie. But anyway, you don't prank Fluttershy. I mean, she's scared enough. I mean, Fluttershy is the type of pony, if you see her and she cowers up, you want to just turn around and hold her in your arms and pet her and say everything's going to be okay. Some of the other malicious... Now, I did like the whoopee cushion when Twilight sat down on. Now that's funny as hell. I don't care who you are. That there's funny. That was about the only funny prank there was, because, I mean, Rarity, you know, the fake cake, it wasn't really that funny. AJ was kind of funny, but not quite as funny as Twilight's prank when she was found the whole bed in the pig barn area. Cranky, I don't know, that's getting kind of malicious there, too. Spike sending the scrolls, that was kind of funny. Big Mac pulling the cart of apples, but I don't know how she got the apples out of there and the boulder in there before Big Mac knew about it. But then again, Big Mac's a big horse. He should have been, or a big pony, he should have been able to pull that up, you know, with a little bit of hesitation, but... The worst one besides Fluttershy would be the prank on Mr. Cake. I mean, you don't put a brick in someone's sandwich. I mean, that'll break their teeth. I'm sorry. That's something I wouldn't even do. Miss Cheerilee, that was just a blah type of, you know, prank in and of itself. And switching the cookies around, I wouldn't even do that either, because, you know, you never can tell whatever chemical that they had in there. A pony could have been allergic to it and, you know, have an allergic reaction, you know. But I'm kind of glad that, you know, they turned around and turned the tables on Rainbow and she supposedly learned a lesson. What would have been a great prank is to bring Fluttershy's brother back in saying that, you know, I heard you wanted to go out on a date with me. That would have been a darn good prank, because we know that Rainbow really doesn't like Fluttershy's brother. Seabreeze would have been would have been great. But anyway, the episode alone, for myself, wasn't a bad episode, and It was better than a decent episode. On a scale of 1 to 10, I would give this one about an 8. So, like I said, it was better than the last show, to tell you the truth. Because due to the fact, you know, some of the pranks in there were good. I mean, the one with Twilight was the funniest. Rarities wasn't too bad. AJ's was pretty good. Spike, of course, you know, especially when Princess Celestia comes up and is piled underneath the scrolls, that wasn't too bad. It's the second time it's happened to her. If you remember back the last episode where Pinky and both Pinky, excuse me, I had swallowed some tea wrong. Wow, gag on that one. But, which one was that? Where Pinky and both Pinky and Rainbow Dash decided to do pranks. Now those pranks on that one were good. You know, like the invisible ink, coloring Applejack's apples, you know, with watercolor, so when it rained, it would wash everything off. But you know, something like that. Now that would be fun. I mean, even Pinkie Pie turned around and told her back then, don't prank Fluttershy because Fluttershy is afraid of everything, and that would give her, you know, a mental complex or something like that there. And sure enough, what does Rainbow do? She turns around on this episode and scares the hell out of Fluttershy. But anyway, that's... I mean, like I said, the worst ones were, you know, when she scared Fluttershy... You know, the brick and the sandwich. I would say the skunk hair piece was pretty bad because, yeah, you know, I mean, usually, I mean, if you grab a hold of a skunk, it's going to spray you. And it's a miracle Rainbow Dash didn't get sprayed. You know, wish he would have, but wish in one hand and caca in the other and see which one gets filled up faster or which one gets heavier. So all in all, it was a decent episode. Now, as for what's coming up, when my next show is, I have no idea. Usually I do this on a day off. I had yesterday off, but of course I was doing the voiceovers for Cool Freud for a friend of mine. I had to get all that done. There's like six different scenes there that I had to read for, and over 315 words altogether. And I'm getting paid like $5 for every 100 words, so there's about $16 I'm making right there. Due to the fact that this is my first voiceover job that I'm actually getting paid for, so. And I took the offer. I mean, you got to start somewhere. So eventually I'm going to end up working for Tet, to do the Cool Freud episodes. I don't know how many episodes he has left or wants to do, but I'll be voicing Cool Freud. And for anybody who wants to know where that'll be found at, let me know, and I'll give you as soon as he's done, gets the first one up. If you want to know where it's going to be on YouTube, and I'll put you on that YouTube address there so you can click right on it and listen to my voice out over talent. Gosh darn it. Now, I think we're up to, on My Little Pony, I think we're up to, let me think. Oh, yeah. This is what, episode 15? We're already up to 17 episodes already. I still got to do The Times They Are Changeling. And the most recent one that came out, I just remembered it and I forgot it. Oh, my God. I forgot the last episode. Oh, shit. I know there's one more. And I forgot the name of it. I'm going to have to go back through it. Matter of fact, I can go through it right now. I got a couple seconds. YouTube? Come on, hurry. Great. And I'm jammed. Holy crackinoli. No, okay, history. Okay, what happened? Okay. I'm going to say my Blog Talk Radio just turned on, flinched. Okay. The other ones are, episode 16, The Times They Are Changeling, and I know there's an episode 17, I guess not out yet. But anyway, I'll be doing the next two episodes as soon as I can get them to you. As far as I know. But when that is up to whatever. Oh, Lord. But I'll tell you what, though. It's been fun. I hope everybody's enjoyed the show. Of course, with this song, I gotta say goodbye, because now it's time for me to fly. Catch you all next time. Goodbye.